it's a difference of like 149 right now. All right,
we'll just mark it.
All right, once I get the special order back.
Yep.
Thank you for calling. XPO, this is Tyler speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi, good afternoon. Did you say Tyler?
Yes.
Hi, Tyler. This is Desiree calling from store 1285. I just wanted to follow up with the PO. It was an install for today. I just wanted to see if the tech called in with any advisories because the customer's advised and the install didn't take place because it couldn't be done.
May I have the customer's phone number, please?
Sure, 631-375-5215.
May you repeat that number back to me, please?
631-375-5215.
Bear with me for just a moment.
Okay.
Can you verify your name, address, and email address on file for me, please?
Customer's name is Dawn Segarra. Address is 94 Manor Drive, Shirley, New York. Email address, daisydawn34@gmail.com.
Okay. And you're checking on the PO, correct?
Yes, I have a PO. It was for looks like a washer and a dryer to be installed today, but according to the customer, the text told them that they couldn't install it.
Right.
I want to assume she has an electric dryer, so maybe it was the hard wire.
Okay. They're stating that the floor heater would have to be removed before they do the installation.
The floor heater? What do they mean by floor heater?
That's what I have in the system. It says the tech is requesting the trip charge. He stated that the floor heater will have to be removed before they do the install. So maybe they have heated floors or something.
Oh, floor heater has to be removed.
Yes,
so maybe
ma'am.
They can disconnect it or cut it off. Okay, all right,
yes.
I'll relay that to the customer. So a trip charge of what, the 75 is required before you guys are rescheduled, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, Tyler. I thank you so much for your time. I'll just relay this to the customer I have on the other line.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right.
You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.